And if we as the church would start looking at the answer instead of staring at the problem, we'd become the shining, outraying product of the answer. If we'll start looking at the answer. If we'll start talking the answer. How you doing this week, brother? Oh, well, you know. Oh, well, you know. No wonder the worship leader sometime got to plow the ground and stir the atmosphere. Because everybody, you know what I'm talking about. He's back here going, yeah, man. Thank God for the Holy Ghost, right? See? Because sometimes our ability to worship God is centered around the way things are or seem to be. But the ability to worship God is centered on who He is, and He never changes. And when you see Him, it doesn't matter if you're going through hell and back. He's the Lord. Do you see what I'm saying? And if you'll get your identity fixed on the answer, on the love, on the blood, on the mercy, on the grace, it'll overpower what's going on. It'll pass you through the fire. It'll change your identity. And you won't be stereotyped. See, some of you can't look in the mirror and look yourself in the eye because you see yourself for yesterday and not through the blood of Jesus and the gospel of Jesus Christ. Some of you can't look in the mirror and say, boy, you are valuable and precious to God. There's a lot of people can't do that. There's people in this building would struggle doing that. Because you, when you look in the mirror, you see your fault. You see your failure. You see what so-and-so said about you instead of what Father God said about you. See, I said the other week in my church, I said, you're looking at a man that doesn't have any problems. And they looked at me like I had a devil or I was in deep denial. The whole congregation went, oh, brother, now, come on. We know you love the Lord and you're blessed and you're passionate, but come on, man. Everybody got their problems. But see, my eye's different than a lot of people. I'm not seeing life the way a lot of Christians are seeing life. My eternal problem is solved. I had one problem. One problem. I was separated from God. Whew. Man, I had one problem that was destroying my life. I was bound by sin. And I was separate from Almighty Eternal God. And Jesus came and fixed my problem. And messed me up. I don't have a problem. I see every issue through Jesus. I see every scenario through Jesus. I see every family struggle through Jesus. I see every church problem through Jesus. I'm no longer a mere man thinking like a mere man. I've got a king. And He lives in me, and He's shown me. He singled out my eye. And you're looking at a man that doesn't have any problems. Issues? Concerns? Absolutely. Troubles as far as opposition? Absolutely, like any man. Not a problem. You can't steal the joy, because joy comes from your salvation. Now, if you don't understand your salvation, then you're up one day, down another. You're smiling one day and you're not smiling the next. And you're letting the factors of life determine who you are instead of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been saved. I've been set free. I've been delivered. Man, when Pastor Kevin's worshiping, I'm right with him. Same Spirit, Holy Ghost. You know what I mean? You know why? Because I'm not a condemned man. I'm a forgiven, saved, blessed man, raised up. No permission anymore to sin. God's not telling me, now go just live however. God's saying, I'm filling you with my Spirit, and I'm raising you up to reveal who I am. And what I've done is yielded myself to Him, sold out. I'm not saying, oh, well, this is where you'll get in trouble. Oh, well, I got to do this anyway. God will understand. No, when you sell out, you sell out. When you give yourself to Him, you give yourself to Him. And there's times you have to just bite your lip. And if Christ suffered in the flesh, 1 Peter 4 verse 1, you arm yourself. Arm yourself with the same mind. Because he that suffereth in the flesh will cease from sin. I'm living for you, God. I'm living for your glory. You did everything for me. Now I'm giving it all up for you. You've got to get a pure heart for God. You've got to determine in your heart there's no other way to live. Most people got to just come to an end of themselves. That was me. How could God just come and get me like that? Because He revealed who I was and exposed me and saved me from my denial and this little trip I was on. And when I came undone, that's just what happened to me. I was changed. Now, I've got nothing of that life to hold on to. What did Peter say? Where would I go?